Hi, I'm Erin Davis, host of the Women of the Bible podcast. We are about to launch a brand new season all about one of the most beloved women of the Bible, Esther. There's parts of her story you may never have paid attention to before, and we'll talk about it over the next 6 episodes. Here's an example of what you'll hear in our brand new season, Esther.
If God has not allowed me to have something, maybe it's not for my good.
I think of pride, Erin, just as thinking of myself as better than someone else, maybe even better than God, putting my ideas, my thoughts, my plans above His.
If my motivation for the day, whether it's my to-do list for that day or what I prioritize that day, if it is motivated by pleasing somebody else, man, I just get so stirred up on the inside.
Your way, your road to humility is constantly assessing yourself all day long, moment by moment.
If my motivation for the day is to please the Lord and to honor Him, I don't feel that agitation and that weight on my shoulders.
Even if it was due to my giftedness, where did I get it from? It came from the Lord.
You know, I love to think about the woman who's on the other side of the microphone. I hope that she walks away with a renewed sense of hope that God is working. We're going to see this dramatic reversal. And so all of us have circumstances in our own life today where we would like a dramatic reversal.
In our world, in our days, like when our world is crumbling, like when everything's fading, when we feel like desperate despair, will you be that woman? Will I be that woman that will stand and say, my eyes can't see salvation, but
my heart fails me.
Exactly.
My emotions tell me something totally different.
Yeah, but I know that my rock will stand, that His promises are sure. When everything's dark, you think everything's lost, no hope, there's nowhere we can turn, and then the good news comes.
It just brings me so much hope that right there in Esther chapter 3 really is the gospel, that Jesus came, that He came for you and I, and that He's coming for all of the nations, for all people. He desires that none would perish, but all would come to repentance.
He's even like working things in us today that will work for His glory and our good tomorrow.
What I hope we all walk away with is the fact that this is so much more than a book about the courage of a queen. Keep checking this podcast feed over the next 6 weeks to hear every episode of Esther here on the Women of the Bible podcast. We'll be going through a study called Esther, Trusting God's Plan, and you can get your copy at reviveourhearts.com/Esther. I sure hope you will grab a copy of the study, some friends of your own, and follow along with us. Women of the Bible is a production of Revive Our Hearts, calling women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.